T-Mobile. T-Mobile.
Gentlemen, Shane, Jimmy, or Jamie, I'm tongue-tied today.
Captain Patrick, hope you guys are well. Go ahead, Jamie.
And Shane, hope y'all are doing good. I'm on my way over to Blue Ridge Feed and Seed.
Tomorrow afternoon.
KQ4YDI mode. It's a party.
Steve, I haven't talked to you in forever. How are you?
I'm surviving, man. How are you guys?
A little chilly, but we're good.
It's working. Go ahead, Jamie.
Been right along, just doing pretty good. It's been a nice chilly day, but been all over the place.
Been trying to get out in traffic.
I take it you both, or all three, survived the second winter storm, what do we call them, blizzards we had around here?
A lot nicer than the last one was.
I'm driving around right now. I'm driving down Lawrence Road and people driving crazy, but we survived. Just real cold.
Actually got out in this one more than the other one. And this one was real slippery over parts of town, and then the other half of town was completely dry. But we made it. I watched a few people go off into the ditch, but we made it.
Yeah, last night was a slippery ride home, but we made it, no problems.
How was that? I got maybe an eighth of an inch, if that, and it was just like powder, so it just blew away.
How much we got is, I don't know, I'm guessing an inch or so, but I didn't get out in it. My wife was driving last night and said there were a couple of spots that were pretty slick, but she made it.
The news, and this is terrible, but they said 15 people across the southeast lost their lives in this storm.
And some news today about, they're worried about the power grid, TMG, and their contingency where they sell off to supply Western North Carolina, or North Carolina, South Carolina, and New England. They're worried about it not being able to do that.
That sense, because they're not used to getting snow down in the Alabama coastline.
Did you guys see where New Orleans was under snow? That's crazy.
About this. Yeah, I seen that, and then they called the first ever blizzard in southern Texas down there somewhere. I don't remember the exact location. It was the first time in history that they'd ever forecast a blizzard.
Global warming, we're all going to freeze to death.
Or is when they call in the shift of the magnetic north.
I don't quite understand that. I mean, I know what they're saying, I just don't. It's kind of strange. I guess it could happen. I don't know. I'm going to jump out of here. I'm about back on the yard. Good to hear everybody today. Jamie, David, Patrick, have a good evening. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
7-3 Shane. Be careful out there. KO4HK.
And Shane, N4VUT.
KQ4YDI.
My article I was reading said that this was the coldest January so far since 1979.
I know we've had two cold snaps, so I wonder if it's something like that all over the southeast or just regional.
When I know that the south down there is not used to being cold like this. I was talking to my sister earlier today, giving her a hard time. She lives down there between Houston and Galveston, and she said they had about 6 inches of snow down there.
Quite well. I used to have a branch right down in that area that I serviced that I would have to cruise down from Austin.
Houston. That's just crazy.
Weather map, and it looked like it was going all the way from San Antonio straight through that whole swath of area all the way over to pretty much Tallahassee. Anything about how they're incorporating ham radio out in California with the wildfires, whether it's networks are going down because of all the everything burning?
They one of Jason's videos last night about that, and he said they were, the ham radio community was supporting the fire departments and municipalities and all that, the government agencies through there trying to help with the spotting fires and communications, because all of the communication cell towers were going down, and the government towers were going down too.
If they're having the same problem that we had here where everything just went down and it just left a couple towers that were able to keep coverage over the gaps.
Anything about that, but it doesn't surprise me. I mean, that's what we do. But yeah, that's a good story. I like hearing those.
Jamie, when I get home or get stopped here, I'll see if I can't send you a link to that one, and you can watch it.
Okay, I'm getting ready to pull in here, so this is M4VUT. I'll be clear on Comet 73.
Careful out there, and hopefully I'll see you tomorrow afternoon.
That soon. Patrick, you too. I'm about to my next stop, so I'm going to back out of here as well. So 73, fellas, KQ4YDI.
You and Jamie have a good afternoon. And stay warm. And Jamie, if you're still listening, I will hopefully see you tomorrow evening. KO4HX.
There.